Yo, it's Mr. Lover Lover, and I'm here with Barbecue Bob. Let him know that that jerk sauce is off the chain. You dig that? Yeah, that steak is off the chain. Yeah, and I don't even eat meat, but I'm eating it today. Because that what? That sauce is crazy.
We are live and local at Al and Bob's in 3100 South Division. Sorry about that. But we're back. You're listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are down at Al and Bob's. It's Big Buck Weekend. They've got their contest kicking off. If you're not in a tree stand or in a duck blind, you better be here. The only other excuse I'm going to give you is if you're on your deck, back deck, firing up your grill. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning. And we're doing a remote here at Al and Bob's, so you know you get a little distracted. We're coming off a break. We actually had to disconnect our signal so they could sell a license because we're on the wrong line here. So that's just kind of how we roll. Chaz from Schmoes is rolling up here. I see he's got some Oktoberfest, and we got a lot of cool things going on. Brett Bakita just came down. He's going to take over for us. He's going to join us in a little bit, but you know, talking about distracted, as soon as Brett comes around, we're talking about the Lowell Red Arrow game against East Grand Rapids. We're going to talk about that a little bit later with Brett, because he is Mr. High School Football. What I love about the guy, because there's no better sport in my mind, well, maybe other than girls soccer, because I have a daughter doing that. I have to be careful. But let's talk about some chili. You don't do it on the grill, but it's hunting season, man. It's bow season. You can't go to deer camp or beer camp without some good chili. And this is a recipe that has, again, you know, these things evolve. You do things you like and you don't like. But this one is really good because I said so. It's going to have some olive oil. You need about 2 pounds of venison. And you cut it into cubes.
So it's not ground. You're using cubed venison in this chili.
That's right. That's one of the nice things about this, because in my house, the ground venison goes really quick. It's on the website. It's really a long and drawn-out process for this one. But if you follow this Tex-Mex venison chili recipe to the T, I can guarantee you satisfaction. One of the few things I would change in it, again, as I flow through this, is you might want to go with a little bit bigger variation on the beans. I tend to like to use like a five bean blend. So it's okay to use all kinds of different beans in your chili. It's a better presentation. But just hit it for the website.
And, you know, there's nothing better than with a – has it got a little spice to it, Bob? Has it got a little bite? Generally, the kind of soups
really,
chilies you make have a little bite to them. You like
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. And most kids are afraid of my food. But this one's very cool. I had it, like, in Texas – and I saw this presentation on it, but they make this cool little, I'm going to call it like a corn flour blend, and it looks like a little pudding or something they put on top of the bowl, and it's really corn flour that you kind of purge and puree, but when you stir that into your chili, that sweet corn flour does something to the texture of the chili, and it adds a flavor balance to it that's phenomenal.
And that's all in the recipe, right?
It is, and you got to follow the process on this. When you bring this out in the front of somebody and you set this bowl of chili down, I mean, you're gonna be happy.
Awesome. Well, I know. I've had that before. It's a great recipe. Check us out on thegrillingguys.com. You'll find that recipe there already posted on our website. Let us know about your hunting success stories on our Facebook. Hit us on The Grilling Guys on Facebook. We'd like to hear about duck hunting or deer hunting success stories. Coming up next, we've got my favorite brewer from Patterson Avenue, Chaz from Schmoes Brewery, going to talk to us about an Oktoberfest. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Run. From the wreckage one more time. Horrific memories with the mind. Dark, rutted, cold, and hard to turn. Path of destruction, feel it burn. Still alive.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.